You're listening to the WTA Insider Podcast. Ready? Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the WTA Insider Podcast. I'm Courtney Nguyen, senior writer for WTA Insider at WTATennis.com, and I'll be your host on this podcast, where we take you closer to the players and all the action on the WTA Tour. So I am here with Petra Kvitova, Aegon Classic champion. Petra, it's been a day since you won the title, but I mean, have your thoughts or feelings about kind of what happened last week changed or clarified in the last, 24 hours, or have you just been sleeping?
Not really, actually. Yesterday when we were in the car, I was still, thinking that it's not really like normal what happened, and I couldn't still believe. Today I'm very tired, so I'm really in the sleeping mode all day. But I think that in a couple of days I will see a little bit clearer than right now.
Yeah, is it just mostly? I mean, yesterday was it just mostly emotions? Was it relief? Was it happiness? What? How would you describe what it felt like? When you dropped that racket.
It was happiness. It was kind of unreal as well. So it was a bit surprised, but most of it was happiness, and nobody probably expected, and not either me. And that was something really special. I came there to have some good preparation, to have some matches. I didn't really expect to be in the final, but then when I was in the final, I was like, okay, now it's pretty close, and I think probably that's why I got a little bit nervous as well. And still, I'm glad that I was able to turn in the match, and it was nice.
Yeah, you just got a nice high five from Shrobotnik. But what's been the player reaction? I think on Twitter it was quite a lot of people sending out a lot of messages. What's it been like here?
Yeah, it was so many great nice messages from the players and from the people around. I had so many texts on my phone as well, and actually it's nice that the players are always saying me well done, and it's nice to see me back, and I think they're really happy actually, and it's sounds weird, but I'm a bit surprised as well. I mean, the tennis, it's individual sport, and but I feel that we are not just opponents, which is nice. We are colleagues and kind of a family as well.
Yeah, I mean, Simona Halep was in the press conference earlier today, and she was talking a lot about you and saying, how happy she was for you. She said you sent her a text message as well after the French Open final that she lost. I mean, talk about, I guess, that. I mean, I suppose all of you kind of, because I watch you walk around the site, when you're on tour, everybody kind of, especially the top players, kind of keep to themselves. They do. You have your team, you have your own schedule. But has this kind of all, it's just been this collective group hug, I kind of feel like, with you coming back.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to describe it, as you said, but I just feel that in this, it's a sport, it's tennis, and everybody is just curious about the tennis and about the focusing on the game and everything. But then when happens something that badly, that it's not about the tennis, but about the life, everybody just sticking together, if I say. And I sent Simona text to Simona, and she sent me text yesterday, so it's nice that we are still have like nice relationship. I think we are respects each other as well on the tour, and Angie texts me, and it's just great to to know someone like them, and I'm happy for that for sure.
Did you feel like you were this beloved like before everything? I mean, or do you feel like have you been surprised, I suppose, by maybe some of the reaction and the outpouring of kind of support and things like that since?
Tough to say, actually. I mean, when that happened in December, I mean, it was so many messages, and they wished me like all the best and everything. And in the time, I wasn't that surprised, but it was very nice, for sure, because that happened, but it was still a lot of it, so it was really special. And then, that's what happened in French Open, and here in Birmingham was a was a huge reaction again. And yeah, I think it's kind of a fairy tale or something like that. It's an unbelievable story. And I'm you know, when I'm watching it or hearing it or whatever, I just don't think that it's me. I just think it's something happening somewhere. And yeah, it's a great story. But it's I think that the people are really connecting.
Yeah. I mean, the WTA put out a video yesterday kind of celebrating your 20 titles. I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a slideshow of all of your 20 titles and the photos of you holding the trophy. And I was watching it, and I was like, wow, we've kind of like watched you grow up on tour. I mean, from such a young age, obviously winning your first title and then all the way until now. Does the whole process, you know, 20 titles, that's a good number of titles. Does it feel like a lot? Does it feel like a long time? Does it feel like it was just yesterday you were stepping on to the court, you know, and playing your first pro match? I mean, how does the time like feel like for you?
It feels like it's long time ago. I think my first ITF event was when I was 17. Mm-hmm. Then WTA, I think, when I was 19 or something, 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's a long time. I think I won the Hobart when I was 19, the first WTA tournament, and it seems like it was like
a lifetime ago. Oh,
exactly. And, yeah, the 20 is not a bad number for it's sure. I'm actually proud of me as well. I mean, I never really expect that. And yeah, I think everyone is just growing, and someone just play well. Yeah,
not bad. Yeah, you play well. How different is the Petra 20 titles later compared to the Petra of title number one?
A lot, I think.
I think so too.
I was shy.
You're not shy now?
I'm still shy, but I think I can handle it somehow. I think on the court, it was a big process. I think when I was young, I was really, you know, hungry to win, to really focusing on myself, just playing as I did, just by the instinct and everything like that. And then was the time when I was thinking too much about the game, to handle the pressure. It was really up and down in the career, as I think everyone has it. And now it's totally different, of course, to be back after that one. But yeah, it was long trip, long way to have a 20th, but it's interesting.
That it is, that it is. Well, looking forward to Wimbledon just quickly. I mean, are you doing the same kind of routine, same house, same all of that and staying there, or is it like different this time? Like what's your, because I know that maybe the preparations were later in terms of setting all that up, I don't know.
Well, I had to pull out from the Eastbourne here, because of my abdominal muscle, but otherwise I think I will do everything same. I have a house in the Wimbledon Village. It's a different one compared to other years, but we stayed nearby the Wimbledon Village, and I mean, for me, Wimbledon is such a special place, so I will try to, you know, to feel confused every time, and try to enjoy the moments. That's what I will try to keep it forever in my career, because I'm really enjoying the tennis right now more than before.
Do you think that what happened in Birmingham changes anything for you with how you think about Wimbledon, or is it just the same match by match and enjoy?
No, I don't feel anything else than before, so no expectations still. I don't think I will change anything in my game as well. I'm happy that I was able to turn the match when I was set down. That helped me as well. And yeah, I mean, I'm going there to play, to do whatever I can, but I'm not really seeing myself as a favorite of an or anything like that. So I will enjoy it.
Perfect. Well, we will enjoy, and we are enjoying having you back. Thank you, Petra.
Thank you, Courtney.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the WTA Insider Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or on any podcast app of your choice to ensure you never miss an episode when they go live. Reviews are always helpful, so if you like what you've heard so far, please do leave us one. And you can get new episode alerts by following us on Twitter at WTA_insider. And we'll, of course, post the podcast on the WTA website at WTATennis.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.